Terry Jackson, certified financial planner and president of Jackson Financial Group.
And can you just give us an idea of what you do every day?
My daily routine really is helping clients with general financial planning, like putting together budgets and long-range planning, as well as investment management.
So are you hearing from clients now that we have this sudden market downturn?
Yes, I am. But what's been surprising about it, it's not to the extent that I would have thought people would be panicking. I have a lot of clients, and I would say the majority of them, probably 70 to 80%, who want to take advantage of the market volatility and try to increase their investments.
And so a lot of people are interested in actually saying, I'm going to pour money into the market knowing that these stocks will be cheap right now. That's the idea, right?
Exactly. We've had such a run-up for so many years, and people have been a little bit nervous. Everyone's kind of been waiting for this to happen, but nobody knew what was going to cause it. And so now that it's happened, you know, obviously there's a lot of people who are scared and who don't want to participate in the market anymore, but there's also a lot of people who see it for an opportunity and want to take advantage of it.
Great. What else are you hearing or noticing about how your clients are reacting to this particular economic downturn?
Well, the clients that I have who are small business owners or who work for small business owners, they are going to be the ones, it seems like, who are really going to be impacted adversely by this. And so I've been helping a lot of those employees put together their emergency financial plan. We've had to stop a lot of retirement contributions. Hopefully we won't have to, but we may have to start taking distributions from retirement plans to get people kind of over that hump of being stuck at home and not being able to work.
How long have you been a financial advisor?
This is my 30th year, I hate to admit it, but yes, 30 years.
Well, and so you've been through other downturns. I mean, you were there post 9/11. You were there for the 2008 recession. You've seen this kind of thing before. What is the biggest issue that you deal with during all of these kind of downturns?
Right now, and well, actually not just now, but during all of the downturns, is the lack of liquidity. When markets start getting really overheated and people start getting excited about being in the stock market, you never would think that people are oversaving, but many times people are maxing out IRA contributions, retirement plan contributions, which is fantastic, but not if it's at the detriment of your cash savings. So we find in a lot of these downturns, individuals don't have enough cash savings, really because they just wanted to invest in the stock market and get a higher rate of return than those bank deposits that were earning virtually zero. And so it's so important. You know, times like this really show the need for that asset allocation, to have some cash, even though it's not going to earn anything, maybe some bond mutual funds, even though they really haven't performed. But it just really helps you cushion the blow in a drastic market correction like we're having.
Yeah, this is the perfect example of why a good old-fashioned cash emergency fund is something we all want to strive for. It's easier said than done, but here's why.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just important to always have that little bit of cash, and it doesn't need to be a lot, but just something to kind of get you over the hump when times are uncertain.
So as we speak, Congress is trying to put together a stimulus package. It would send every taxpayer a check, potentially, and those checks could be worth more than $1,000 each. So How would you say those government checks should be used? If someone doesn't need them to pay bills right now, what would you recommend?
I would definitely recommend saving it if you don't need it to pay your bills right now. Don't use it to go out and try to hoard more toilet paper or anything like that. Put it in your bank account and save it for that emergency. We all know that something is going to come up, so you'll want to do that. You'll also want to look into all of the different programs that have been floating around recently. There's a program in the works right now about maybe allowing people to defer mortgage payments. Now's the time, especially if you have some time on your hands, to get online and start looking at everything that you may possibly be qualified for, and have that strategy in place before something happens, before you lose your job, before you get into a desperate financial situation.
Yeah, we know a lot of restaurant workers are suddenly finding themselves out of work. That's just one of many industries being impacted. Do you have any parting advice for anyone listening, and I guess in particular small business owners, because they're the ones that everyone seems to really be concerned about right now?
Right, and as a small business owner myself, it's disconcerting because you have people and their families who depend on you. And so for the small business owners as well, look at all of the resources that are available to you. There's bridge loans. There is a program that I just saw over the weekend as far as allowing people to work part-time and maybe having some assistance that way from an employer standpoint. And then from a public standpoint, if you can, if your job is stable and you're not worried about your paycheck, try to continue to service those small businesses. We've had a great thing in Tallahassee where people are buying gift cards and doing takeout. Maybe your hairdresser, go ahead and pay her for your next hair appointment and just have a credit. All of these types of people are going to be impacted, and if you have the ability to help them, we just, as a society, really should.
All right, Terry Jackson, financial advisor in Tallahassee, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.